Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Oh.
Yeah, A's.
Let's get to it. Sportsy Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, man, yeah, thirsty. Don't worry. You're stocked up. Your cooler's full. Your fridge is full.
Beer.
Beer.
I need beer.
Anyway, Bud Distributing. Get them.
Thirsty. I'm thirsty. All right, real quick. NHL. This is the Stanley Cup Finals. Playoffs. Conference Finals. Last night, Rangers beating the Lightning 6-2. High-scoring game there. The Rangers lead that series 1-0. Tonight, there is a game. Oilers going to be in Colorado playing the Avalanche. 8 o'clock. Colorado leads 1-0. So what? Just getting that score out real quick, and you got a story. I want to get to it real quick.
So as soon as I saw the headline on this, I was like, oh, I got to talk about this. So yesterday, there was the Capital One's The Match, which is a
match
golf tournament between the four best quarterbacks in the NFL, and it all is to raise money for charities. And so they've done this before, and it's a big how do you do. You get the media out there. Anyway, so this year it was Tom Brady with Aaron Rodgers competing against Patrick Mahomes, OP Holmes, and Josh Allen. Well, it came down to a final putt for the win, a 15-footer.
Okay.
And Tom Brady missed the 15-foot putt.
Come on, Tom.
Which, you know, that makes sense. That's, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. That's 5 yards. Tom Brady can't throw farther than 4. So it makes sense.
So what? What? Aaron stepped up and hit the putt?
Aaron Rodgers sank the 15-foot putt to win the match. Thank God Rodgers was there.
Thank God Rodgers was there, you know, for something that doesn't even matter. You know, that's fine. Tom's like, you know what, all these charity things. I mean, it does matter. The money's great, you know. But, you know, when it really comes down to championships, though. Now, if there was a Super Bowl in that cup, if there was a Super Bowl in there, Tom would have hit that, like, what, 7 times?
I don't know. I mean, he once again had to lean on his teammate to get the win, so I guess it makes sense. I don't know. That's pretty far, man. What's that, like 5 yards? You know I can't make that.
You know, I can
dump it off to Gronk at 4 and let him do the rest of the work. That's fine.
You know what? We'll give Aaron Rodgers and his bonnet the little golf putt, 5-yard golf putt, you know, because I guess. All right. So wait a second. They're on the same team. They were on the same team.
Yeah, same team. Same team, man.
You know?
Yeah. And once again,
I can't be that mad about it. Tom still won.
He still won. I mean, that's how it's just like every other Super Bowl. Every other it's out there. My God. Brady just shows up and somehow is like, I guess I won this thing. So
shut up. I want to see the video. I don't even believe it happened. You're the one who wanted to talk about this story. I think
I'm surprised the headline wasn't Tom Brady, greatest golfer ever. I'm surprised that's
greatest
it.
Greatest ever. You know what?
Just say, hey, right,
we'll give him one. I'll give Aaron one. But when it comes to football season, we'll talk.
Hunter, I'm just reporting the news, buddy. Don't shoot the messenger, man. I'm just right here reporting the news.
They were on the same team. Doesn't even matter. He still won. See?
Thank God there was someone with talent there making the play.
All right, we'll see. What's the date? When it comes to August, September.
All right, do you got anything? I'm done.
All right, you just wanted to rip on Tom for a little bit. You know what? I'm sensitive around him.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
Just shut up. All right, we're going to move on to basketball. Ah, here we go. Damn you. Damn you, Aaron Rodgers, hitting the putt.
I feel good about it. I feel real good about
it. But he go right in. It probably toilet bowled in there. He probably accidentally fell in.
I think it just rocketed in there. It's just that Aaron Rodgers ball speed strength right there. Yeah.
Right.
Feels good.
When he had his hair up in a ponytail last night.
I think he had it through the back part of his hat. Yeah, it looked good. It was a high pony, all right? And he sank that putt, and you suck it, all right? And Brady, suck it. Everyone, suck it.
All right, shut up. I bet if Rodgers entered the NBA Finals, he would win that, too.
Probably hit that game-winning three at the buzzer, Jordan style.
No, he won't because Curry's going to do it. Shut up. We're moving on. All right. Basketball. Game one of the NBA Finals tips off tonight between the Celtics, Golden State Warriors. Warriors, okay, by the way, we're going to bet on this, all right?
Okay.
We're going to talk about it after I get to this. The Warriors have won 3 of the past 7 championships. The Celtics have won titles in 5 different decades. Also, if Boston wins this thing, they'll get to 17 titles, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in NBA history. It's expected to be a solid series. We'll see if it lives up to the hype. I disagree. I just read that. I didn't write that. I think the Warriors are just going to absolutely destroy. Watch. Dude, I'm serious. Watch this. Because now they don't have to, like, shave and move things around.
Really, do you want a
now
team
it's
that,
like, hey, we can go 4-0 if we really want to.
Do you want a team that shaves games to win the championship, Hunter? Is that who you really want to win?
You know, I kind of. Because it's fun to watch. No, they're not cheating. They're so good that you can shave the game. That's not the same as the Astros. I'm sorry.
So good where you're just like, we're going to play a little easier tonight. We want to go home.
So I'm almost willing to bet you money. Four. Sweep.
You're going to sweep it. I don't think that'll happen. I think the Celtics are too good.
It's very rare. It is a very rare thing. But if they're not shaving games, 100% a sweep.
I didn't realize
in
this.
In my opinion.
I didn't realize this about the Boston Celtics. They hold the record for most championships in a row. Dude, they won 8 championships in a row from 59 to 66.
That's Steph Curry wasn't around.
That's true. That was 59 to 66. That was the high shorts era. So, you know, game's a little bit different now. But I don't think it'll be a sweep. At this level, I don't think so.
That's a stretch. That is a bet that you should take.
Yeah.
How much, like $10. We'll see, do $10. I mean, don't break my bank here, but yeah, $10, it's a sweep.
I'll do $10. I'll do $10.
$10?
I'll do two gallons of gas. That sounds good.
Like, barely.
I'll give you 2 gallons
of gas. Not in California. You don't get a gallon in California.
Gallon and a quarter. $10 bet that it will not be a sweep. So that's all we're betting, is that think it'll be a sweep.
Chances are you're going to get $10 here, but, dude, I'm telling you.
You still owe me money. All right.
From what? No, shut up. Yes. I always pay my bet.
Sure,
what if you won? We've bet on Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. How's that turn out? How did you want any of that?
Every bet we've ever made, I've won. So who knows at this point?
No, yeah. You can't just say that. And then
who knows at this point?
You've never won. Why don't you shut up? Anyway.
I'm excited, though. We'll see what happens here. A sweep would be pretty amazing, but I don't know. I think that when you get to this level, both teams are just high caliber, and I think it'll be a good – probably go to Game 7 because the NBA is rigging games. That's what it is.
I mean, you're right. There is a lot of money to be made, especially in the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really going to owe you $10 on this one. Yeah. But I'm telling you, they could do it if they wanted to.
$10, little man. Put that in my hand.
All right. Hey, next hour, pro football. Hey, John Madden. Hey, boom, here's a guy who wants to be in the sport.
John Madden,
this is going to be a good story. And the Madden curse possibly is going to stop.
Oh.
Or it really is going to stop this year. So I'll tell you more about that next hour in sports. So.
I also have a bungee jumping story for sports.
So, we'll somebody go.
God, I hope so. It was a Frenchman, so we'll talk about
it. Stay tuned.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one of everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Yeah, take it off.
All right, party boy, put your pants back on.
Boots and pants.
My God.
Gronk's here. Gronk's partying.
He's fist pumping.
Yeah.
My God, Jensen. All right, it's 7:22. Let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm kind of thirsty from doing all that dancing, they got you covered.
I feel like partying right now. Hey, you know what? Partying last night. I got to give a big shout out golf leagues. I filled in for my old golf league last night. Chicken, what's up, man? He called me the other day. He's like, hey, I need a partner. I don't know why I'm calling you, MF-er, but we need you. That's literally the words that came out of his mouth. Perfect. Great group of dudes. Seriously, it was a great time last night. Brock, I destroyed it. I destroyed it last night.
Like bad? Like that's, I'm sure you did terrible. So.
Exactly. Terrible. Dude, I am such a, how is golf so, okay. I was explaining this earlier to Brock. Give me a football. I can throw that thing 100% of the time in the general area it should be thrown.
Yep.
I can throw the football pretty damn well. I have been able to, and I think I will be able to for a while. There's sometimes in golf where I can hit a ball and it's like, wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
But not all the time.
Your consistency definitely leans.
A basketball, I can generally hit 3 out of 5 free throws every time.
Yep.
Not in golf. What is it about that damn sport that it's like sometimes you pick it up and you're like, I've never put a golf club in my hand before. I have no idea what this is.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucked last night, and I apologize, Chicken. Man, but it was fun. We drank some beers. And
well, I'm sure it was fun for everyone else who was golfing well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Except for your teammate who you screwed it up for.
Nice played job. The Hagermans last night. Hey, Frank, see, he's 68. I'm sorry if you're mad if I called you out being 68, but the guy is absolutely unbelievable. In a Sun Punk, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, it's the ball like 260 down the middle of the fairway.
Sorry you had to play with such a subpar golfer as Hunter, so apologize.
I am tall, strong, and athletic, and this guy just tears me apart.
You're tall.
All of them do.
You're tall out of that. I would say that. So.
Yeah, that's about it. Shut up. All right, anyway, good times last night in golf leagues, guys. Here we go. Moving on, basketball last night. Tonight. Game one in the NBA Finals tips off tonight between the Celtics, Warriors. Warriors have won 3 of the past 7 championships. Damn. And the Celtics have won titles in 5 different decades. Also, if Boston wins this, they'll get to 17 titles, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in NBA history. Expected to be a solid series, of course. We'll see if it lives up to expectations. You know, I'm calling BS on this. I'm saying Golden State. I said it last hour, and I'm going to say it again. I bet Brock $10 last hour it's going to be a sweep. If they want it to be a sweep, you'll know tonight. It might be like a blowout because it's the first game. Everybody's going to play hard. You want to take that bet? Come on.
I'm going to take that bet. There's no way they're sweeping them, all right? There's no way. This level of play, it ain't going to be a sweep. You might as well just give me the $10. I'll take it in ones, please.
Ones? Why ones?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, Golden State, this is the finals, ladies and gentlemen, and this team is absolutely unbelievable. When they're on, nobody can beat them. And I'm saying the dream team. Oh, the dream team. I'm saying the dream team. They had Michael Jordan and all these. I'm serious. They're that good. So, NBA Finals tonight. Got your bungee jumping story?
I do. I don't know if we count this as sports, but I guess anything can really be a sport if you try
it. Anyway, first off, does anybody die? Because I don't think we could.
Unfortunately, no. So I saw this headline. I'm like, okay, this is worth looking into. A French man set the new world record for most bungee jumps in a day with 765 jumps.
Jeez. Your stomach drops 700 how many times?
This is 765. This is Francois-Marie Dibon talking about. I think I did pretty good on that. Francois-Marie Dibon talking about the feat he was able to achieve with his crew in Scotland. And yes, it's a Frenchman talking, and we're going to have fun with this.
I would be very happy to bring to Scotland a record of bungee jumping. I was afraid of height, but when you're attached to a bungee cord, so nothing can happen. But I think it's interesting to face your fears and try to overcome them. It's a very good exercise to get you out of your comfort zone sometimes.
Go back.
Play the one more part in the middle. He says nothing happens.
When he's attached to a bungee. Let me see if I can find that. Hold on, Ray.
I would be very happy to bring to Scotland.
No, right here.
I was afraid of height, but when you're attached to a bungee cord, so nothing can happen.
Wait. That's not true, man. Show him the videos of those things wrapping around people's necks and whatnot. Have you seen that?
When you attach to a bungee cord, nothing can happen.
I mean, I guess it's kind of impressive. It's a lot of times, but
It's a numbers game, Hunter. It's a numbers game, right? Like, okay, you put me on a bungee and say, you do this once, you're all right. You'd be okay. Yeah. But after a while, like, is he switching out bungees? You're really stretching that thing out. You think about a rubber band, the more you stretch that thing, it's going to snap eventually.
Snap at some point. Yeah,
the thing's going to dry out, and it's going to snap.
How high? Does it say how high he was jumping?
It didn't say how high, but it's got to be fairly high, I'm guessing, right?
Like, what if I just get a really strong bungee and just jump from, like, 10 feet? and then do that a bunch of times. Does that count? Can I just wrap a bungee cord to my back and jump off my
Boy, I wish you would try.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering how he's doing. Is like, is it got to be like a legit height? You know, I don't know. Is it impressive?
I'm not really. It's the Frenchman jumping off a bridge. Who cares?
It's not really that impressive.
No, it's just
like, there's no real skill. Like, your skill is just jumping off the platform.
God, that can't be good for the body either. You got to be like 3 feet taller by the end of that, man. Right?
I feel kind of weird.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure all my guts are up in my head. So the Frenchman jumped 765 times. Wow. Maybe if it was an American, I'd be impressed. But because it's a Frenchman who talks like this.
You're attached to a bungee cord, so nothing can happen.
I'm not impressed. Right? You take your frog legs and your white flags and you get the hell out of here, okay?
I think somebody after that interview would have been like, well, I mean, something can.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Wait, did someone tell
tell him?
Did someone tell this Frenchman that, like, he won't die? Like, there's no chance? Like,
these things do snap.
Oh, so this you're saying that I will live. Okay, let's do this.
It's a used bungee cord, but in excellent condition.
Get the bungee cord from Played Against Sports. Don't use that bungee cord. Don't use that bungee cord, man.
It was cheaper, man, you know?
You're attached to a bungee cord, so nothing can happen.
Yes, it can. Right. Yes, it can. Anyway, that's all I got.
All right, one last story here real quick. We got to get this, man. There will be no Madden cover curse this season. I told you I was going to tell you about this hour. As John Madden, here's a guy, boom, John Madden, returns to the cover of EA Sports Madden NFL 23. But wait, hang on a second. He died, though. So maybe it does. So the curse is still in effect. I don't know. The late coach and video game icon's voice will also return to the game. Yes!
No, but see, he's on the cover, not the player. That's where the curse comes in, is if the player is on the cover.
Anyway, John Madden's back, man.
I love it.
Hey, boom, here's a guy who looks like he got hit by a freight train.
I miss John Madden.
EA Sports programmers have used remastered audio clips that will call back to his legendary days as a broadcaster. The announcement comes on the 24th anniversary of the first game's release on June 1st, 1998. I had that game.
Remember the graphics on that game?
Oh, my God. You know what? It was Emmitt Smith. Sweep around the outside every time. Boom. Couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
Like, now, if you look at the graphics of the first game compared to now, like, you can see, like, the little peach fuzz on the player's face. You know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
it's insane.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
You know what's funny? We were playing a game the other day. Actually, it was an NBA game. It wasn't football. It was NBA. And my buddy's mom legit thought it was a real game until we told her, like, are you guys playing this? This is not a real game. It looks that real.
Yeah. Yep.
It's craziness, dude.
Yep. Of course, you guys were playing NBA Jam, so I think maybe she needs to get her eyes checked.
Your glasses.
When did they start setting the ball on fire?
It jumped really high, you know?
This seems dangerous.
Anyway, Madden's back, man, and that's a good thing because we all love John Madden.
We love John Madden. We miss John Madden. We do.
We miss you, man. Anyway, that's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Nothing can happen. All right, we'll be back with more.